Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath. We got to get these headphones just right.
Yeah, I think so.
They're thumping you, aren't they?
Yeah, I have to
keep everything's switching better. They fixed everything in here.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, well, also one of the things that's getting ready to happen is the pheasant release.
And, yes.
Don, it's happening all around us.
Yes, it is, Chuck. Oh, you want to know where? Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, District 4, Tri Valley. Of course, everybody knows that they don't release them up at Dillon anymore. So in Tri Valley, the youth release on October 20th, they will release 210 up at Tri Valley and none at Salt Fork. The youth release on the 27th of October, they'll release 540, none at Salt Fork. And then on November 2nd, 9th, and 22nd, at Tri-Valley, they'll release 300, 200, and 240 for a total of 1,490. And at Salt Fork, starting on November 2nd, 190, 170, and 160 for a total of 520. The total amount of pheasants that they'll release here in District 4 is 2,010. So there's... quite a few pheasants to be had there. I know it's kind of disappointing for a lot of people that they don't release them up at Dillon anymore, but I guess Tri-Valley is supposed to be a better habitat for them. There is several other places that you can go. You can go to the Division of Wildlife website and probably pick this up and find out if you're in District 3 or 5 or 2 or 1 and find out exactly where they're going to release them. Up in Delaware, in case you want to know, the youth release on the 20th, 300, the youth release on 27th, 500, and then on November 2nd, 9th, and 22nd, 350, 200, and 250. So there's plenty of them being released. You just got
to
get there.
The youth release is a great way for the kids to get an opportunity to go out and actually, you know, see some stuff and learn some stuff. And it's kind of the first thing my granddad took me to when I was a little guy was, let's go do some youth pheasant hunting. And that was many years ago. But
Had youth back Well, some
of the conservation clubs did back then.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, and that was the first thing
I... We always went
down
to Circleville.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Interstate 70 was there.
Wow. That was just a while back.
Yeah, it was when I was 9 years old.
Gee, many Christmas. I can't even imagine what year that would be.
It was in the 50s.
Don, do you have a tip of the week for us?
Actually, it was in the 60s. Yeah, I got a tip of the week for you. I got a tip for you.
Remember your paperwork. I got to apologize to everybody because somewhere in a folder I have Don's tip of the week and his
This Date in History.
And probably the most anticipated part of the show each week is This Date in History. So I apologize to everybody.
Well, the only thing I can say on This Date in History, in 1971... I was in basic training at Fort Knox. How's that?
Great.
That's your This Date in History.
There you go.
Okay, baggy bushy tails can be a challenge, but a few things can help you limiting out. First of all, find good woods that has nut trees and close to a water source. Anyone that has hunted squirrels know that they are always go up the side of the tree that hides them. The trick is to pick up some nuts while and not Wild Bill. Or Kentucky Bill, is pick up some nuts while hunting and put them into your pocket. When the squirrel goes to the other side, toss the nut on the side of the tree. The squirrel will most of the time come to your side, making them a good target.
There you go.
That's what I do. Because there's all kinds of nuts in the woods.
Hey, you know what? It's also now time for the F word, and I know you have a report from Kathy out at Dillon Falls store.
Yes, I do. Behind the store, they are catching yellow ring perch.
Wow.
Never heard of it before.
Okay.
And out at Dillon, a guy has caught a walleye out there, but they're also catching sawguy and crappie. And she didn't say for sure, but bluegill and bass are being caught, and I would say it's probably an area of farm ponds. She has checked in several deer already for bow season. She's checked in a 9-point buck, an 8-point buck, a button buck, and a doe. But she also says that there's plenty of people bringing in pictures of nice looking bucks on their trail cams, and, but you know, big bucks don't get to be big bucks by being dumb bucks.
They get a picture, but that's about all they're getting.
Yeah. And sometimes I think they do that on purpose, just to tease you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here, but you can't see me.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. And then I just remind everybody about the gun and knife show this weekend out at the fairgrounds. Always good time. It's open to the public. Cost you $5 to get in, but, you know, you walk around and see a lot of stuff. Find bargains and remember.
I found some real bargains there last year.
Asking price is not selling price.
Yeah, that's the thing you need to remember.
Because if I ask $100 for something that's only worth 25 cents and you want to give me $100, I'll take it.
You'll take it, right? Again, I'd like to thank Adria and Joe for coming in from Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District. And I would welcome you to go to their website to check out some of the great events that are going on over there and the great opportunities to fish and hunt at mwcd.org. And you'll have an opportunity to, you know, see some pretty cool stuff over there. I did remember that you were going to talk about some bunnies this week. So my recipe of the week is herb and beer braised rabbit. Sarah's already given me the thumbs down.
What?
She hasn't even tried it yet, and she's already given me the thumbs down. That's crazy.
Wascally wabbit.
That's crazy. Well, folks, be sure to get online and go to our website, whiznews.com. Go to the Highway 103 link and check out information about our guests this week and past weeks. And also, don't forget, and Sarah, I'm going to announce this, we're going to do the Wonder Bag as one of many gifts for the best recipe this year. So that final show of the year.
So you wonder what's in the bag?
Do you want to know what's in the Wonder Bag? It is this device that looks like mom made a bag type thing. Grandma made a quilted bag. And you put your crock pot right as it gets temperature in there. And it will cook for up to 6 to 8 hours after you put it in this bag. Continue cooking with no electric, no nothing.
I wonder how it does that.
It's a wonder.
That's why it's a wonder bag.
Well, folks, thanks for listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.